This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Very, very concerning. So, you know, try to create a little depth. We brought some guys in. You know, Sullivan's here and Severino's here and, you know, Campy's here. So, you know, we'll see what this looks like, the day after tomorrow.
Gone for a couple weeks for the WBC. How do you think that affects his potential to compete?
You know, they're obviously hasn't caught a lot of the pitchers, but you know, we wanted to give the opportunity to whoever wanted to play in the WBC to give them that opportunity. It's just a little bit more speed up, obviously, with trying to learn our pitchers.
Bo Mel expressing his concern about the catching spot. I think there has been some concern, a little bit of concern there, right? You know, Austin Nola's going to be the lead catcher when healthy. I think Luis is starting to put together a nice week or so, but there's some question marks there. And that young man is seemingly really trying to put his best foot forward. And then you have Sullivan, who they brought in, and certainly an option, especially now with Austin Nola being down. Now, we don't know how long that's going to be, how long he's going to be down. Sounds like he got hit in the nose. Not sounds like, I saw it. He got hit in the nose enough to where he had to leave the ball game. So I'm sure Bo Mel not feeling as comfortable, Chris, about the catching spot right now. This is kind of late. I mean, we just talked about it off air. This plane will be headed back to San Diego a week from today. So decisions are coming fast, and not having your main catcher, very important piece, I might add, 100% healthy, a little bit of concern.
Yeah, I don't think Bob Melvin's the only one concerned. I mean, put me in line. I'm a little concerned here, too. I mean, you've got Luis Camposano. This is a guy that has 85 major league at-bats, all right? So it's not like you've got a veteran guy here to step in and hold the fort. I mean, I don't know if Nola's out for a week, a month, 2 months. Hopefully it's none of the above. Hopefully, you know, they're able to get him back in there, but you would think that he's got a broken nose of some kind. I mean, you get hit in the face with a fastball. You're not coming out of that with a bruise. So,
it didn't get him flush, but it certainly got him well enough to where he was leaking on the field.
Yeah.
You know, it was instantaneous blood. And for me, I'm not worried about offense. The Padres got plenty of offense.
Oh, me too.
But
yeah,
I'm worried about the actual catching and being able to handle at least three of the pitchers. Now, if Camposano's the starter, what does that mean now for Darvish and Snell, who didn't throw to Camposano at all last year? Darvish has been a Austin Nola guy for quite some time. This brings up a few different issues. Certainly not ideal right now.
No, it's not 100% ideal. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, Austin Nola probably in a perfect world is going to bat eighth or ninth in this lineup. So, I'm not worried about offensively. And Camposano probably can, you know, chip in offensively. Now, from everything I've heard about Camposano, he really did everything he could to learn this staff and put himself in position to be ready to catch these guys near the end of last season. So, you know, I don't think it's going to be a matter of, you know, him not putting in the effort to get the job done. But you're right, Tony. It still takes some time, you know, to get used to be on the same page as a guy like Darvish, be on the same page as a guy like Snell and Musgrove and everybody. And every pitcher is going to be more comfortable with a catcher they're used to throwing to. Not only that, you've got the pitch clock now. So
that's right.
You don't have as much time to come together on a pitch. I mean, you're going to have to, you know, make up your mind pretty quickly. So yeah, there's definitely concern there. I, you know, we'll see. I mean, the Padre, I guess we just really, it's a little too early to comment because you don't know how long Nola's going to be out. If somebody says he's out until middle of June, you know, the Padres may even have to take another look around, or, you know, are they going to go with Camposano and Sullivan? Are they going to go with Severino? Or what are they going to do? You know, they may have to take a look around and see if there's any catchers that, you know, teams aren't going to use, or, you know, it's very possible that could happen. But let's just wait and see what the final analysis is on Austin Nola.
You're right.
The other thing that's, you know, concerns me is when I pick up the paper today and the top headline above all the Aztec news is Soto is latest with an injury. Now, he was evidently pulled from the game. Was it yesterday, Tony?
Yeah.
It was a precaution. So precautionary measures are just that. Doesn't sound too bad. But if he's got an oblique injury, that word worries me. And oblique is your side, and apparently it's the left side, which is not as troublesome for a left-handed hitter than it would be if it was on his right side, which is his front side. But obliques have a way of being a pestering type of injury, Tony.
I mean, certainly can.
That's what I've noticed. It seems like whenever a guy's down with an oblique, he ends up being out a little longer than I expect him to be. So that's the one that, I got to be honest with you, has me a little bit concerned right there. I mean, Soto is not a guy I feel like being without for any length of time.
Right. Suzuki, put it this way, Suzuki for the Cubs injured his oblique, I think, the day of the first games of spring training, and hasn't played in the game since, and is likely going to miss time into the regular season. So an oblique could be a thing that takes some time. We don't know how significant this is. It sounds like this was, as Chris said, precautionary, but it's definitely something that you got to pay some attention to, because, you know, he's going to swing every day. So I would imagine there's going to be a little bit of time. They say he's day to day, according to Kevin Acey's article in the Union. But, you know, the way he was feeling in spring training and swinging in spring training,
yeah,
not a bat you want to be without at any point.
No, you want him to be perfect going into the season, and it felt like he was perfect. I mean, all of a sudden, in a matter of, you know, 46 hours or something like this, you know, the perfect start to the season is kind of, you know, in question right now. You know, you've got not only these injuries, you've got, you know, the availability of Darvish still in question. Now, Nick Martinez did come back. I think that's a good thing, get him back in the fold. But all of a sudden, you know, you got some little bumps and bruises and some little concerns here as we head into just, what is it, a week and a half before the opening game. Ten days.
Wow, incredible. Guys.
Incredible, Scraby. You know, be ready for it, man.
I'm ready.
It's coming up.
You know, one of the most, I know that I've never had an oblique injury before, but one of the most, I think, annoying fan injuries. You have to have a muscle there.
I don't. So you're safe.
Yes, I am safe. But one of the most annoying things to me is when a player has an oblique injury that lasts like 6 months. And I'm not going to say it doesn't hurt, or they can't play or whatever, or they can play, I'm saying. But oblique injuries are annoying.
Yeah, they are. They're really troublesome.
It's almost like the hamstring of your upper body, right? Like, you don't necessarily realize how important it is in the occupation that you do until it hurts or it's strained or it's pulled. If you're swinging and the oblique is, you know, is strictly directed to the swinging process, imagine how many times guys are swinging every day when they're healthy. So you could see why it would take 6 months. Because if you're constantly going out there when it's kind of ready, you're just going to end up missing more time coming back from this injury. So
yeah, I wouldn't be surprised to see Soto sit out for a while here this week. I know they're not playing today. I will be pleasantly surprised if he's in the lineup, you know, in the next couple of days, because you know they're not going to take any chances with him.
I 100% agree. I would be surprised if he's out there tomorrow. Perhaps maybe later this week. I would be surprised if he's right back in the fold tomorrow. So Padres certainly had a good weekend. Saturday was the first time we saw all of the big dogs in the lineup, and it went as you would imagine it. They fell behind, and then they closed the gap with an explosive offense that had Camposano was 2-for-2, Manny Machado was 2-for-3. It was a pretty good performance. And really, as I said to Jesse during the broadcast, it was kind of what the offense looked like before everybody went to the WBC. There was a lot of runs being scored, and you got your first really look with Fernando involved in that.
Yeah, Fernando had a home run over the weekend, right?
Yeah.
So we can stop worrying so much about him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!